Tomato Land. How modern industrial agriculture destroyed our most alluring fruit. By Barry Estabrook. Narrated by Pete Larkin. Copyright 2011 by Barry Estabrook. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Barry Estabrook, care of the David Black Agency, and was produced in the year 2011 by Tentor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. On the Tomato Trail. My obituary's headline would have read, "Food Writer Killed by Flying Tomato." On a visit to my parents' condominium in Naples, Florida, I was mindlessly driving along the flat, straight pavement of I-75 when I came up behind one of those gravel trucks that seemed to be everywhere in southwest Florida's rush to convert pine woods and cypress stands into gated communities and shopping malls. But as I drew closer, I saw that the tractor trailer was top-heavy with what seemed to be green Granny Smith apples. When I pulled out to pass, three of them sailed off the truck, narrowly missing my windshield. Chastened, I eased back into my lane and let the truck get several car lengths ahead. Every time it hit the slightest bump, more of those orbs would tumble off. At the first stoplight, I got a closer look. The shoulder of the road was littered with green tomatoes, so plasticine and so identical they could have been stamped out by a machine. Most looked smooth and unblemished. A few had cracks in their skins. Not one was smashed. A 10-foot drop, followed by a 60-mile-per-hour impact with pavement, is no big deal to a modern agribusiness tomato. If you have ever eaten a fresh tomato from a grocery store or restaurant,